of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Linda's on assignment this morning. Phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 29th of September, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And they just, they're just jumping into the telemedicine also, just announced that. I mean, they've been doing it. Linda spoke to her physician several months ago via the telemedicine. It's quite interesting how that works. But I'm here, of course, with Ashley. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. Happy National VFW Day.
Hoorah! And but it's also
Veterans of Foreign Wars.
So I know that.
Not just the Marine Corps.
Oh. Well, you're right. No, you so are. You are right. And we laugh and we kid about it. But we band of brothers.
Yep.
You know, those who have shed your blood with me for forever be my brother. And that makes, you know, that's all the services.
Absolutely.
Where'd that come from, that line?
I'm not certain.
Henry V. Okay. Hmm. It's a great soliloquy.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Oh, no. You know, if you get a chance, read it. I mean, whoever wrote that, and it's supposed to be Shakespeare, whoever wrote that, it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Hmm. That's profound.
It is.
Absolutely.
I'm here, of course, with retired fire captain. Did I get that right?
That's right.
Bill Mastin. And Bill's here with us to talk fires this morning. But let's talk, but I thought it was like National Coffee Day or something.
It is. I was going to say that next hour. Next hour, I think, is going to be a little bit lighter. Yep, I got my cup right here.
Okay, wait a minute. Yesterday, though, was?
Yesterday was National Drink Beer Day.
Yep, and we missed it.
I didn't.
Technically, it was a
does that go 24 hours?
Moscow Mule, but it was in a can.
Okay, hey, what's our weather look
not
like
a beer
here?
Person.
Are we getting a break here in the winds?
With the winds, yes, but not with the heat. We are looking at a high of 96 degrees today with smoke and haze pretty much. It's being forecasted out as far as it'll let me, which is around Thursday. We are looking at going a little bit warmer throughout the week. On Thursday, we'll be peaking at 101 and then dropping back down to 96 on Saturday. So if you like what you see today, you can pretty much predict that for the rest of the week. We are having that north wind coming, but it's only going to be around 6 miles per hour compared to the 65 gusts that we were seeing yesterday around the Zog Fire.
Okay.
So things will be clearing up. We will end up having a south wind tonight, so it'll start pushing the smoke the other direction. We're just going to be in a pocket of smoke for a long time.
All right. Hey, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is Anderson-based business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. Somebody just brought a bag of something in here. Is this from the, I don't know who that is, and it's not moving. The bag's not moving, so that's a good thing.
yeah, that's a real
hey, thing. I am here with Bill Mastin. Besides just being really a good friend, I admire this man. You know, we talk about heroes out there, and you know, heroes in the military, but these first responders and firefighters are also heroes in my mind. First responders, cops and firemen, mm-hmm. and they have this. Of course, they always have this kind of a friendly rivalry,
a little banter back and forth,
and a policeman would be showing up for a fire same time the fireman is. He says, "Why are people shooting at me?" And they're running out and giving these guys beer.
Yeah,
you know what is that?
Yeah, what's up with that? Well, we always joke with them and says, "No, they bring us cookies."
Yeah. Hey, Bill, I called Bill yesterday afternoon because besides Bill's long experience in fighting fires, he is also an instructor out at Shasta College training our new firefighters.
Yes.
On how to, you know, our wannabe firefighters, how to be a firefighter. So he is up on the latest. He's brought in smoke jumpers, hotshot teams to the show here. And you talk about adrenaline junkies. I thought my recon Marines were adrenaline junkies. But these guys, oh, fire.
Yeah. Particularly the smoke jumpers. Well, the hot shots, too. Yeah. I mean, they have their own culture. They're actually a joy to train with. They're just can do, no quit.
Yeah. So. You know what? I picture them as you know, a top Marine unit, and you know, they work well together. You know, they realize there's danger, they look out for each other, but they accomplish the mission.
That's
the thing. Okay, Bill is just full of fascinating information that we don't know. He was dropping some of it on me today, and we want to share your knowledge about this fire that's going on now. And can we start? I mean, I don't know if some of the stuff you told me is confidential. Probably not. But
no.
how the fire maybe might have started. Is there any information?
No, they'll send out a team of investigators. They'll have to what they call the point of origin and establish the point of origin, which with a wind-driven fire like this initially started at, because the wind was pushing it, is they'll start, and it almost looks like a wedge from where the point of origin is, because the fire is going with that wind. So they'll do a thorough investigation and try to find out exactly what the cause was.
Okay. The when you say it starts with the spark and with the wind driving it, I can see where it would go out as a wedge because it just starts spreading like that.
Well, and wildfire can only travel by three means. So your listeners, they can kind of size up their property or areas that they might be working in or living in. It's either a wind-driven or a weather-driven event. It's a fuels-driven event, which you've seen a lot of that in steep canyons in Southern California, along the coast. Or it's a topography-driven event. So the fire, if it establishes, it can get all three of those at one time. Mm-hmm. So
now, can you tell us? Okay, I think I pretty much understand weather, the weather-driven. But then you say a topography.
Topography, yeah. So the fire, instead of being on a flat grassland where it's shooting through what they call flashy ground fuels, is the topography when it dries up into these canyons. I know part of the strategic objective for the CAL FIRE guys right now in the Zog fire is to try to keep it out of Clear Creek. They know that fuel bed and that canyon in there, as it comes up, if that fire gets established in the back, it will burn at least 16 times faster uphill through that fuel bed. So the topography will pull it with it. So it preheats ahead.
It goes faster uphill.
16 times up to 16
then downhill.
Times. Correct.
So
it preheats as it rolls up. It's a matter of physics. And this thermal column or this convective column of heat, as it goes up, it preheats all of those fuels as it's advancing up the canyon or the mountainside. And if they're heavy fuels or there's a lot of dead fuel in there, it releases so much energy, they need to take a different way to try to contain it because there's just too much energy.
It's too fast,
and there's just too much energy release. So their tactic is either a direct attack on the fire, where we could try to get in there with the hose lines and separate the fuels out.
Aircraft
is interesting. There's a lot of moving parts that the people see that's going on. The big tankers are doing what's called indirect, and they're painting ridge lines with that retardant, and it's red for a color because they need to see it from the air. And they're trying to hold the fire in check in that fuel bed at the ridge top because that's where we can catch it at the ridge top. As it blows up that mountainside to the ridge top, all that convective column will go up into the atmosphere, so it's a good point. And that's an indirect attack with the fixed wing. Now the helicopters, and people see the super scoopers, they're a direct attack aircraft. They're in there trying to knock the fire down so the ground troops can get in and try to either do point protection or try to establish some kind of containment line.
Okay, I'm trying to catch up on it. I thought I saw something that it had jumped this one area, but I'm not going to say anything because I can't find it right now. The burning that, you know, I talked to a forester years ago, must be 12 years ago. that worked at Sierra Pacific. And, of course, they're always studying these things. And she said, you know, the way the brush is and the thickness of these forests, she said, you know, they said that firefighters have to fight it in different ways now, where they, you know, because it moves so fast and it gets so hot.
Yes.
And I've got to take a break right now, but, you know, with all of the fuel it has and it moves so fast, they can't just, you know, when you put up a fire line, you've got to, I assume you have to put it further out.
Correct.
Is that true?
Yes. You have to have it's called an indirect attack method, where they'll go out in front of the fire.
Right.
And they'll put either dozer lines or hand lines or hose lines out there, and then try to use a limited fire under your conditions to black that out. So when the fire does reach that point, there's no more fuel to consume.
The backfires we talk about.
Well, there's backfires and there's black lining. Backfire, we try to use the energy from that convective column going up will actually pull in my fire.
Okay.
Whereas the other ones, I black it out and take that fuel bed away from the fire, the main front of the fire, and then when that front hits it, it's all gone.
Okay. All right. I'm here with Bill Mastin, who a retired fire captain, fire captain, I guess, but he's also an instructor out at Shasta College for our young wannabe firefighters. And plus the contacts he has in the firefighting community is just enormous. So we're happy he's here today. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark started this business over 16 years ago. And during this COVID, she has, you know, had to really expand to help people because people, their caregivers cannot make it. Maybe their caregivers had come positive. So Sharon stepped up and started even helping more people. And with this, she's looking for some amazing people that want to be caregivers. And whether it's full-time or part-time, give Sharon a call at 226-8350. It is just an absolute fabulous place to work for, Home Helpers. And it is the premier home care agency here in any place in Northern California, maybe all of California. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Sharon Clark and Reading Home Helpers. It's 7:17 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale is coming up on Saturday, October 3rd. Members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. Don't miss this chance to save big on plants during this key season for planting perennials. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Are you tired of corporate-bought Sacramento politicians who don't have any idea what we need in the North State? So am I. That's why I'm running to be our state senator. My name is Pamela Swartz, and I'm your neighbor, not a politician. We've got wildfires burning down our towns and internet connections that don't exist or barely work. And we're stuck with self-serving career politicians. This has to stop. Vote for me, Pamela Swartz, for State Senate.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for State Senate. ID number 142-3306.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Take the census today. For every person that isn't counted, Shasta County could lose up to $1,000 per year for the next 10 years. We know we can do great things when we come together and that there is power in our numbers. Do your part. Check your mailbox or front door for your paper form. You can also take the census by phone at 844-330-2020 or online at my2020census.gov. By taking a few minutes to fill out the 9-question confidential survey, you can help shape the future of our communities.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Turtle Bay has two new exhibits opening on Saturday, September 26th. Expedition Earth and Bench Press, Please Be Seated, Please. From interactive exploration around our world to awe-inspiring craftsmanship, these two exhibits have something to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here 605-4567. We have a firefighting expert with us if you have a question. If I don't hit it, a question that you're interested in or Bill doesn't talk about it, it's Bill Mastin. This portion of the show was brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and Judy Maxwell was on the show yesterday, and she gave out a tremendous amount of information on insurance, and especially during the fires. What happens, you know, what should you do? How do you prepare? What if you can't get fire insurance because your companies have raised, you know, the company you're with has raised the prices due to the fact that you're in fire areas or they've just canceled your insurance? She explained the CARES program about, you know, this is a California program to help get you insurance. But she covered everything from on that, including the upcoming Supreme Court case of can you force people to pay to buy life insurance? Can you force people to buy life insurance? And that's going up in front of the Supreme Court of the United States on November 10th. So, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She also offered her office if you're a customer or not, if you need information. Just give them a call at 221-0441. She's here. She's been in this community and helping people since 1993. If you have any questions on your insurance or anything, just give them a call. They're going to work with you. No, they're not going to try and sell you anything, but they're just going to tell you things that you should know. Just, you know, things like taking photos of all your of all your furniture, everything, so that if God forbid that your house gets burned, you've got evidence of this is what we had in there, you know, so it helps the insurance company, it helps you. Anyway, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I'm here with Bill Mastin, like I said. And Bill, you were talking about the aviation side of it. And during the break, obviously fighting a fire is just like it's fighting a war. I mean, you've even got the same different names, but it's the same thing.
Yes, it kind of goes hand in hand with a military operation. If you look at the Zog fire, there's a lot of the air assets come out of Reading. Reading is a tanker base, so they can fill what's called load and return. They also have the specialists that come out. The asset that manages all that airspace is kind of playing in a three-dimensional puzzle is called an air tactical group supervisor. They're specially trained to do that. Their job is to coordinate all of that airspace so the tankers don't get mixed up with the helicopters, the smaller aircraft don't get blown away or fall out of the sky because of the prop wash from that global supertanker 744. Mm-hmm. There's a 747 that comes out of McClellan. So their job is to manage all of these different layers of air assets, and the tankers are there specifically to drop the retardant. It's called Foscheck. It weighs 9 pounds a gallon, so there's a lot of energy there coming in on these jets. For instance, out of Reading, it's a BAE 146. It's a jet. It carries about 3,000 gallons of Foscheck at 9 pounds a gallon. So you can see these aircraft are loaded up. There's DC-10s, MD-87s, the 747. Cal Fire flies the S-2 that have a real fast turnaround, and they can get in these narrow canyons.
Those are the smaller twin engines.
Yes, and S-2 was a subchaser for the Navy. But
how much can that carry?
That's about 1,200 to 1,800 gallons.
Now, when they dump the fire retardant, I mean, this isn't like you can skim over Whiskey Town or Lake Shasta, and do we have planes that and just they come down on the lake and fill it with water?
Yeah.
Is that rare?
No, that actually came out of Quebec, Canada. Mm-hmm. They were called Super Scoopers. It has actually a small door. We contract with them years ago in Los Angeles County, and they could dip out of the ocean or they could dip out of reservoirs. We had pre-designated dip sites for them. They drop strictly water.
Right.
So water won't hold the fire in check like Foscheck does. So the tankers are coming in as an indirect aircraft to paint ridge tops, usually to allow the ground troops to get in there to buy them some time so they can either fire that out or cut line back in there to contain that fire on that side.
Right. So all my military friends and our veterans out here, you've got an Airbus up in an aircraft. They have lead airplanes, small aircraft, that will come in, and they leave a smoke trail where they want them to drop.
Correct.
And the reason I know this is because Bill just told me. And then they'll, you know, I'll break left, you break right. Then the next ones are coming in. But you also, on the ground, you can think of this as a military operation. And tell me, you know, you've got recon teams out there?
Exactly. And so the air tactical, as he comes out, a lead plane will go out and he'll hold the tankers. He'll cue them up outside of an area that's outside of the influence. He'll bring the tanker in. The lead plane will kind of, hey, you follow me in, and that tanker will follow the lead plane in. The lead plane will spit out a little smoke and says, I want you to continue to drop from this point to that point. And it tells the aircraft what drop level it wants. There's a coverage level that they can change.
And that's based on altitude, isn't it?
Yeah, they have to come in a certain altitude and a certain speed. The DC-10 or the MD-87, you'll notice that for their stability, they'll actually have their landing gears down.
Okay.
Because they're flying low and slow, as they can go as a jet. Well, the air tactical group supervisor, he's also managing the helicopters, whether they're the big type ones like the Sikorsky Skycrane, which is about 2,800 gallons of water, but they can also drop Foscheck. And then different helicopters, the 412, Cal Fire just moved into the Black Hawk. We flew Black Hawks
in
Alicante.
Did I see a story on a 19-year-old that's flying a Black Hawk? Did you see that? A 19-year-old girl?
It could be.
There's a female?
Yeah, she's actually flying the Skycrane. It's Ericsson.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
She...
19 years old?
Yeah, they consider probably those Skycrane pilots some of the best pilots in the world.
Well, you know what? Vietnam, and well, still to this day, the Army uses warrant officers. They had 18-year-olds flying combat missions.
Yeah. Well, yeah. she's considered just a top-notch pilot.
Wow.
Now, the air tactical, he'll be communicating with the operations people down on the ground. So just like a military mission, you had your armors. We have our armor. We have bulldozers of all different types. We have masticators. We have these things called grapplers that can go in and grab logs. We have, and then the ground troops. We have, as it's broken up into divisions, we have what they call field observers that go in and bring out intelligence. So we have real-time intelligence.
You got your recon teams out there.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Recon teams.
Yeah.
And there's 700 firefighters right now. So this was as of yesterday. We're assigned to the Zog Fire. 81 engines, 19 water tenders, 8 helicopters, 12 hand crews, and 36 dozers.
And do you want to know what they want? Your
what they want?
Yes. What? The public can go online. It's called, if they go into oncc.nfc.gov, is you can go into the incident summary. It's called Fire Incident Summary. And there's a form that every fire puts out called a 209 form. And the Zog Fire, I pulled it up this morning, they put in a resource request, and they want 13 Type 3 engine strike teams. The strike team is 5 engines and a leader, so that's 21 people per strike team.
And they want 13 of those.
They want 13 Type 3 engines. Those are the brush rigs. They want 10 Type 1 engine strike teams. Those are for structure protection. They want 5 Type 6 engine strike teams that are kind of a small mobile attack vehicle. They want 13 now, Type 1 hand crews.
Now, what's a Type 1 hand crew?
A Type 1 is a hotshot crew.
Oh, okay.
So they have more ability than – I used to run state inmate crews. Those are hand crews where there's a Type 1, which is a hotshot crew. There's a Type 2A IA, mm-hmm. which is doesn't have quite the training of a Type 1 hotshot crew.
Right.
Matter of fact, Dan, that you had interviewed on your show a few years ago, he's a Type 1 superintendent.
Okay.
So that's a lot of people they're asking.
Yeah, we're talking, it sounds like it's
hundreds and hundreds of people.
Yeah, we're talking, at least 500 more people.
Yeah.
I would say, it sounds like.
And they said if they don't get that, this is interesting, that's their first request in the next 12 hours. If they can't get that, in the next 24 to 48 hours, they need 26 Type 3 strike teams. If they can't get that help, which everybody's is running low here
in California,
they've doubled that to 26 Type 3 engine strike teams, and 12. They've doubled that order.
Yeah.
So.
If they can't get the strike one, which or the I shouldn't say strike one, but the strike teams that are at the highest level, they're going to have to double everything else.
To do it.
And this doesn't even include how many. It says 8 helicopters. It doesn't even include fixed-wing aircraft that are coming in.
No, and the way aircraft is managed is they – okay.
Just keep going. Because
they have you trade assets. So the August complex, which is kind of bumping up to the Zog Fire here, they'll trade tankers and sometimes aircraft based on priority and triage. If I'm losing a lot of homes, they'll redirect all of that aircraft into those areas that are the highest threat level, and that coordination comes out between the incident commanders and the air tactical group supervisors. So,
well, it says here that some people were concerned because Mary Lake area, and because they see all these aircraft, and public information officer said, I think what has happened is aircraft are circling and going over Mary Lake. It's also a flight path to turn around and come back after the retardant hits. And so when they come back and they land, obviously, at our main airport here, and they've got crews that just pump.
Correct.
Pump 12,000 gallons or whatever, how much they carry into the big planes.
They the air tactical will tell them, I need you to load and return. And it means to run back to the Reading tanker base, fill up with a FOS check, and return. And people see them flying over certain corridors. That's established by the air tactical group supervisor.
Sure.
It says, hey, this is going to be your inbound corridor at this frequency and altitude. We're going to drop over here. This is your outbound corridor to get back to refill. So we don't have any mid-air collisions out here.
When you see that, my friends, if you're seeing a lot of that, it's because this is almost like a circle with continuous planes. Some coming in on one vector, one heading. The other one's coming back on another heading. They land. It probably takes at least an hour, I would think. Maybe less. I don't know. How long does it take?
Oh, no.
How long does it take them to fill up a 747?
Well, that goes to McClellan. They have a special base.
But what about our small?
But the S2s, Cal Fire has, they're like a pit crew. Cal Fire has at the tanker base. Those guys are dialed, and they will hot fill. The jets are running.
Mm-hmm.
The
engines are still turning.
They're turning. And the pilots are running lean on fuel so they can carry more product.
Right.
So sometimes they might get a drink of fuel, sometimes not. But they want to stay as light on fuel as they can so they can carry as many gallons of retardant. And the same thing with helicopters. Is they want to pick up or snorkel as much water as they can.
So they're carrying a lot less fuel than they would earlier.
So it only takes maybe between five and ten minutes for the CAL FIRE crews to fill up those tankers up to 3,000 gallons. It's a super system they have.
I just picture them coming in.
Somebody's
holding a sign up here. Come here. And then the pit crew comes running out.
They do. It's called a deck coordinator.
Yeah. Somebody's up washing the windows.
And they have they might.
They do. They might do that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Now we have to take a break. I'm here with Bill Mastin, who a retired fire captain, fought all types of fires in Southern California. He's moved up here because he'd had enough of fires in Southern California.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just kidding. But your beautiful wife Sandy is also involved in the firefighting apparatus, you might say, the group of firefighters that helping to keep us safe. And Bill is also an instructor out at Shasta College at the firefighting school there. So his contacts in the firefighting world are just enormous. So when I had a chance, I called him yesterday. I said, "Hey, can you come in tomorrow morning?" Yeah, Bill's that kind of guy. He's going to come in and tell us as much as we want to put out as much information so people know what's happening in the air and on the ground. That's where we're going to go to next. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. That place is, they sanitize everything. You wear, disposable drape when they cut your hair. They wear masks. You wear masks. It's a super place. I've been getting my hair cut there for 13 years. As I said, discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. Give them a call at 244-9478 for an appointment today. We'll be right back. 7:36 here in the morning, and as the weather forecast says, smoky.
Why is the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed your answer to better health and wellness? It's proven quality sleep. Any more questions?
Yes, I'm always freezing, and he overheats.
It's temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable.
So I'll have more energy for yoga.
Yes, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
Namaste.
Namaste to you, too. And now save up to $700 on select new Sleep Number 360 smart beds, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor, District 4. The coronavirus has disrupted much of our normal life in Shasta County. The virus is to be taken seriously for those at risk. However, closing Shasta County has had a severe economic impact on our local businesses and families, and keeping them closed is not the answer. It's time to open Shasta County now. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Local family business owner Mary Mooney was facing unfair government tariffs that would have been crushing to her family business and cost local workers their livelihoods. Mary called. I learned about her issue. We made a plan, got a solution, and protected her employees' jobs.
A trade dispute was going to raise our cost dramatically on one of our key ingredients. I have over 60 employees. Downsizing and letting them go was not an option for me or their families. I picked up the phone and I called Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He came right over and spent 2 hours listening and learning about our company and then went right to work and he got results. Thanks to Doug LaMalfa, instead of laying people off, we're expanding our family business.
As your representative, one of the most rewarding things I do is helping solve problems created by Washington bureaucrats. Stories like Mary Mooney's are proof we are making a difference. I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. Paid for and authorized by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's 63 degrees out there. The forecast says smoky. It's going to go up to 99 today at 7:40 in the morning. And we're here with Bill Mastin, a retired fire captain, and teaches out at Shasta College in the firefighting school, and is plugged in with all this. And he explained the aviation side of it. Now, when we get on the ground, because, again, it's just like in the military. Until you put boots on the ground, you don't own that ground.
No, you don't. The ground troops, they're doing a bunch of interesting things also. There's these positions, they're called division supervisors, and they are in charge of that piece of turf, which is a defined piece of turf. And I'm trying to contain the fire there. Within that effort, there might be what we call structure protection groups that bounce around. So, like, there might be a structure protection group for your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's those Type 1 engines. They're the structural firefighting engines. They're not the brush rigs, the big high four-wheel drive things. They have deck guns, monitors. They have four personnel, big tanks. They can move big water to try mm-hmm. to protect the structures. So they bump around and try to do what we call point protection or neighborhood structure protection groups, while the other guys are digging in the dirt, trying to establish a control line that says, now we own this dirt.
Mm-hmm.
It could be hand crews. It could be, you know, the armor are the masticators, the grapplers, the bulldozers.
You'll see bulldozers being in groups.
That's right. They'll tandem them up. At night, they look like primeval dinosaurs that are revving up and down, and they're shaking the ground and everything. You have to be careful working around them as a hand crew.
Yeah, they can't see it. Yeah, just like, it's
and they
like
knock
a tank.
They knock
yeah.
giant rocks loose and logs and everything. Uh-huh. So
because they are trying to scrape out everything there, making it a dirt type of when it hits the dirt to slow it down.
So they're taking it to mineral soil.
Right?
Yes, no, you're absolutely right. They're taking it to what's called mineral soil. The areas that they can't get to, they're going to use hand crews or hotshot crews
okay.
to tie that line into the other one. And then when that fire comes up, on our terms, we might have hose lays on it, we might not, is to remove all of that fuel. That's all we can do. So needless to say, we can't do that mid-slope in a canyon. It has to usually be at a ridge top around a housing development area. Now, what happens, particularly with the guys on the ground, is people have seen what's happened at the glass fire in Napa. They see a lot that happened in the car fire is when you get, it's called the wildland-urban interface areas where all of these homes are stacked back in these canyons. When you get one home going, then you get two homes going, then you get 10, 15 homes going that are close, then it just starts to leapfrog from house to house to house to house. And as a structure protection guy, we're trying to bring in big water. We're trying to knock this fire down and keep it out of the unexposed homes. But the amount of energy release, I remember in Malibu, is the driveways were all goo because it was melting the asphalt. It was so hot. Is we just could not get in there to try to protect those homes. So we have to back out and try to figure out a new strategy. I mean, our number one goal is to protect those people's property. I know you're going to have Haven Humane on. We collect as many animals as we can. We might even shelter them in the people's houses or garage while we're trying to defend. So why I'm doing that is structure protection. There's also, when I ran hand crews, is our whole job is to get that line in the dirt and cut this fire off. So
When you're fighting at night as opposed to the day,
differences, or is there any?
Well, there's a thing, and we'll have to look at the weather, is we always we have field observers that will take the weather for us. And Bob Balaji, his wife Brenda, was like the meteorologist guru at North Ops.
Oh,
they
yeah,
give us
yeah.
real-time intelligence, and they'll say, hey, the wind's going to switch on you guys at 1500 this afternoon. You can set your watch by that. Because your strategy is based on wind direction, right?
Yeah.
It's been north,
yeah.
but now it's going to come south.
Now you have to shift.
Well, you better be ready to move.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, I think a lot of your listeners saw the Zog fire when it kicked off, is that column just laid flat on the ground. That's a wind-driven event, right? It's bent
yeah.
that column
it
over.
It looks like a fog bank.
Yes.
And when yesterday afternoon, I walked outside and you could see it. It was just a flat, I mean, just almost like somebody had put a level on it.
Yes.
It was that flat.
Uh-huh. Now, when the wind quits, then that column will rise up. And then it will go up into the atmosphere. And depending as it's chewing through, it's creating all this energy, is there's a situation that's called the plume-dominated fire behavior, is that hot air as it's going up has to indraft cool air in the bottom. And it's also casting out these embers that are, you know, can be the size of golf balls, baseballs. They're big embers. There's not. It's not like a fireplace or anything.
Yeah.
It's casting this stuff out. Now, as it reaches up, it can go into this thing called a pyrocumulus. As it can go up into the stratosphere, and all that moisture now starts to freeze, and it will ice cap. Well, there's a lot of weight up there, so they can have what's called a plume collapse, where that weight of that ice cap up in the atmosphere from this fire, that ice cap will collapse down interior to the column and then just blow the fire out in like 360 degrees.
Wow. And yeah, they're talking about thousands of tons coming down there and hitting
the
center.
It's creating this wind that just out of nowhere. It's like,
it's almost like if you dropped a large rock into a pan of water
yeah.
to see what happens with it. Is that kind of like that? Or
well,
because it spreads it out in the 360?
Yeah, and I've only experienced it twice, and the guys on the ground don't know what's happening. That's why our field observers, and particularly air tactical guys, are giving us good intelligence, because when you're inside the bubble, so to speak, you can't tell any of this is going on. I remember in Malibu looking out towards the ocean, and it looked like there was this black hole in the ocean because the sun couldn't penetrate the convection column from the fire we were on. So I think we read a lot from the weather and the fire behavior as it changes throughout the day.
Okay. We're with Bill Mastin. We're talking about the you know, just any fire. A lot of the things he's talking about goes for any fire, but he talked about how much more reinforcements we've asked for up here in the Zog fire. And we're talking hundreds and hundreds of people, plus all the equipment that goes with them. And how, unless you have boots on the ground, as much as you can have your water tankers and your the retardant,
pause check
come in. You still need people on the ground with dozers and your firefighters there. Cutting those fire lines to control this. Without those very valuable personnel on the ground, we're not going to get it. We're not going to get fires in check. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Pray that you never need me, rest assured. I will not let you down.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Are you tired of corporate bought Sacramento politicians who don't have any idea what we need in the North State? So am I. That's why I'm running to be our state senator. My name is Pamela Swartz, and I'm your neighbor, not a politician. We've got wildfires burning down our towns and internet connections that don't exist or barely work, and we're stuck with self-serving career politicians. This has to stop. Vote for me, Pamela Swartz, for state senate.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for state senate. ID number 142306.
Medicare open 15th through December 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, they call me the fireman. That's my name.
Okay, Bill Mastin is up dancing right now. We're watching this. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460 and 96.5 FM. This part of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They do just great work on any type of jewelry. If you need something repaired, they build jewelry. They've got super selection, very fair prices. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. As I said, I'm with Bill Mastin, a fire captain, that retired fire captain from Southern California, who's up here keeping his hand in it by his instructor out at Shasta College for the wannabe firefighters, or in the firefighting school, I should say. And he's given us so much information today. But here came in from one of our listeners. If you could, how's the pandemic affecting the fire camp? The mess tent would be one problem. So how is the pandemic affecting?
Yes, that is an excellent question. Like in fire, we did not slow down in any of our training, but we used ordinate care, right? Mask, times we had to glove up and everything. The federal government and the Cal Fire, the state government, everybody got together and has a pandemic plan and how we're going to manage these large fire incidents in camp. The question about the base and where we're going to try to manage this pandemic. So when you go into the mess tent, they actually have a screening device that you have to take your hat off, and they go through in shifts, so everybody keeps their 6-foot distance. And this computer will scan your face and look for any temperature spike.
Yeah, I've seen those before.
Now, as part of these big teams that come in, they're setting up right now at the Shasta Fairgrounds, is a medical unit leader. There's a logistics that supplies communication, food, laundry service, sleeping, showers, all this other stuff. The medical unit has medics, EMTs that go out on the line, and they also have a medical tent there. So if they have a quarantine or an isolation tent, so to quarantine, if I need to quarantine somebody, I can. If I need to isolate them, which means they're symptomatic, that we need to watch them, is then they have a separate way to manage that. So they have three different, like, basically triage tents. So they'll manage it that way. The other way that they're doing it is every resource that's assigned is supposed to have 3 days worth of food and support. Now, hotshot crews, for instance, they might spike them out, which means they don't bring them back to camp. Once they're out there, they leave them and then drop in water, either via paracargo, which mm-hmm. they do with the smoke jumpers, or by helicopter sling load, and then they keep them out there so they're not exposed. They just stay within their unit, basically. And so everybody has this ordinate care. Now, a lot of the firefighters, they've been dealing with this since back in January, right?
Yeah, they just go from fire to fire.
They just go from fire to fire, and we decon our stuff all the time anyway, right? Mm-hmm. Whenever I touch a patient, I always decon everything, right? Because I don't want me to take something to somebody else that's more susceptible. Now,
decontaminate everything.
No, really, absolutely.
Yeah. No, when you say that, I just want to make sure people understood.
So the thing that they're worried about now is the fatigue factor on all of these firefighters. Is it makes them more susceptible for potentially contracting. Either you're going to get the cold, you're going to get bronchitis, just because you're so fatigued physically. Normally, the shifting is you can go on a complete 24-hour shift where I'm engaged for 24 straight hours. And then I come off for 24, or I'm on a 12 and 12. So I engage for a 12-hour operational period, rotate out. I get fed, get some sleep. They have these air-conditioned HEPA-filtered sleep trailers now. So if you had to sleep during the day, it's dark, it's quiet, it's filtered and cool. Mm-hmm. They have shower trailers so we can keep clean. They have a laundry service so we can get our protective gear all washed and rehab so we go back and get
okay,
it.
I've only got like 2 minutes left,
okay,
buddy. What do you want people to know? I mean, right now they're saying we're in Redding is in no danger at all right now. I mean, that's what it said in the from a release. How do you look at that?
Well, always be on the lookout, basically. You don't want to give people a false sense of security sometimes, too, because if the wind changes or if the fire gets established in, you know, heavy fuel beds and stuff, it can make a run. It's Mother Nature doing what Mother Nature does. So always be ready and have that confidence that you can take care of yourself, your pets, your animals, and if they tell you, hey, we need you to evacuate right away, that you're ready to rock.
And Sheriff McGreeny has really emphasized this. When you get an evacuation order, just do it. These are orders. We've been through this before. Be prepared. Even if you think that you're in an area that you're not in danger, have all those papers, have all your meds, your animal's meds, have all those things that you want to leave, have them staged. And don't be silly about this because, like you said, that wind shifts and you got 700 firefighters and all these things, but they can't hit. It's the fires at 50,000 acres that doubled again last night.
Yeah, and they're outgunned right now. That's why they're asking for such a huge resource request. Is 700? They're going to need at least 1,700.
Yeah.
To try to tackle this monster. So.
And we're running out of people. I mean, let's just face it. We've got people. We've got fire crews coming in from other areas.
Mexico, Canada.
Israel. But they're coming in from all the different states. Mm-hmm. And we've got, last time I saw, it was 22,000 firefighters engaged right now in the state of California. It could be more by now.
Yeah.
And as you said, we need another 1,000 people out there.
Correct. Correct.
So we're at 700, and they've requested about another 1,000 people.
Yeah. When you all put it together, it'll be about 1,700.
Right. Yeah. So be prepared. If you have, stay on that, on the on that website that we put on in the chat room. We're putting it out on Facebook right now. Mm-hmm. And Bill, thanks so much for coming.
Hey, my pleasure. I hope we gave some comfort level to your listeners. Yeah.
Well, I may call you in again.
Okay.
You know,
no,
during this fire. Yeah, I know, yeah. And you're great. You know what? You've done this for a long time, and it's, you're like the old fire horse, they say, when the bell rings.
Yeah, let's go.
I mean, you're up going. Yeah. Let's go.
Let's go.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with Haven Humane and what they're doing during this car fire, because they are all out on the front lines, too.
Townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A Supreme Court nominee arrives on the Hill.
We truly do believe that Judge Barrett represents the best of America.
Vice President Pence accompanied Judge Amy Coney Barrett to Capitol Hill, where she'll be meeting today with key Republican senators. The vice president says Judge Barrett deserves support from both sides of the aisle.
We urge our Democrat colleagues in the Senate to take the opportunity to meet with Judge Barrett.
But already at least six Democrats are refusing to meet with the nominee. Democrats urging President Trump not to discharge his constitutional duty by delaying the process until after the election. The economy, COVID-19, violence in American cities. Among the issues up for debate tonight in Cleveland, as President Trump and Democrat challenger Joe Biden face off. White House correspondent Greg Clugston in the debate city.
The topics were selected by the debate's moderator, Fox News' Chris Wallace, and will each be the subject of 15-minute blocks in the debate. However, the Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates says the topics are subject to change because of news developments.
Correspondent Bill Barrow says debate moderator Wallace facing a big challenge trying to keep the two candidates on point.
These are both men that can go afield from their messaging, make claims that aren't quite there. It's going to be a real spotlight on Wallace himself, on how he navigates those instances and how he navigates if that personal animus turns into just a rhetorical brawl.
The National Guard on standby just in case there's any violence outside the debate venue. Consumer confidence, measured by the Conference Board, rebounded more quickly last month than most economists had been expecting. Stocks in the red on Wall Street. The Dow is down 151 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index off 40. The S&P 14 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I know that on those tablets Mr. Moses brought down is the commandment to not covet. But I'll confess, my neighbor and his lawnmower is making it tough. He's got this stand-behind, ride-along space shuttle that covers probably three times more space than my trusty old lawn boy. So, when we have who mows the fastest races, which are completely fabricated in my head, he has some impressive advantages that I just don't have. And at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're blessed to have a pretty special advantage of our own, and one that could be a big deal for you. Our team is lucky to be an arm of a bigger company that is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or new home purchase. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Noble Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The final scheduled round of post-Brexit trade talks between Britain and the European Union get underway today in Brussels. Without a deal, higher tariffs and quotas will kick in at year's end.
The EU enters this last scheduled round of negotiations hopeful but wary. It says on technical issues there's been a lot of progress, but that political compromise must now be swiftly found on the main persistent sticking points: government subsidies, fishing rights, and what kind of dispute mechanism the deal should contain. This is the week the EU says the UK must show if it's serious about a deal and that it will soften some of its red lines to get there.
That's the BBC's Katja Adler reporting. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has visited a U.S. naval base on the southern Greek island of Crete. That's ahead of a meeting with Greece's prime minister on the second day of Pompeo's trip to the country. News and analysis at townhall.com. Speaker Pelosi worries about Electoral College votes and asks Democrats to win their seats.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urges Democrats to win more House seats if a scenario unfolds where the House of Representatives would vote to determine the outcome of the presidential election in November. Pelosi outlined an option in which neither President Trump nor former Vice President Biden wins a majority of votes in the Electoral College. meaning the House of Representatives would have to decide the election by vote. Pelosi said the upcoming elections could be the deciding factor if such a scenario were to happen, saying how many state delegations the Democrats win in the upcoming election could determine who our next president is. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A fierce wildfire burning in Northern California's Shasta County has claimed three lives. The Zog Fire has blackened more than 31,000 acres. It's one of more than two dozen fires raging across the state of California. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. It's Tuesdays. Linda's always on assignment Tuesdays and Thursdays. And it works out for us because somebody has to get the work done. She's in the house tonight, today. She is putting all the things that we might know that we need to, if we had to evacuate, she's getting them all in order. We took the photographs last night of everything in the house to help our insurance company if, God forbid, the fire gets to us. It's kind of like you just want to be prepared, so it kind of gives you – it takes away the stress of all these things happening because everybody knows somebody has been affected by fires. Anyway, 8:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, the 29th of September. We've lost September. Okay, who had, you know, you see all these things about who had this? Who had killer hornets for July? Who had this? Well, who had the Zog fire for September and
right.
October? Who had that one on your
apocalyptic
board there?
Apocalyptic fires.
Yeah.
There we go.
Jeez. You know what? You know it. And I asked Judy Maxwell yesterday. I said, "Do you have insurance about toads falling from the sky, Sacramento turning blood red, or a snake invasion?" And she says, "No." Anyway, Ashley's here with us at the helm, and Ashley, give us the weather reports and any update you have on the fires.
So there will be a little bit of relief on the front lines for the fire today because we don't have quite as many as strong winds coming. So yesterday we had gusts up to 65 miles per hour in certain portions of the Zog fire. Today we're looking at north wind around 6 miles per hour. So definitely calming down. We're out of that red flag warning. That doesn't mean the threat is over by any means. We will have hot and dry throughout the week. We're looking at a high of 96 today. That's going to be the coolest for the foreseeable future until around the weekend, with our warmest day will be around 101. So Zog fire, we did get new numbers as of 7 o'clock this morning. We're looking at 40,317 acres with 0% containment. We do have those three civilian fatalities confirmed by the sheriff yesterday afternoon. 146 structures destroyed and 1,538 homes threatened so far. Those are numbers that came out this morning. We still have a lot of evacuation orders in place. Anything basically west of Texas Springs Road, where that intersects around on the east side of Centerville. Anything west of there, just get out.
Okay. And and as we learned in our last hour, and by the way, Bill Mastin is still here along with Jennifer Haynes from Haven Humane because they interact, and we're going to talk about that in a second. They put in a request for over 1,000 more firefighters and all the equipment that they bring with them to try to contain this fire. So welcome back, everybody. And with me is Jennifer Haynes from
Good
Haven
morning.
Humane. This is usually Mark's story here, but Mark is out on the fire lines, and we're going to talk about that. And, of course, Bill Mastin, if you're just checking in with us now, Bill is a retired fire captain out of Southern California, but he's an instructor at Shasta College for the fire school out there. Is incredibly he's got all these incredible background that he was explaining in the last hour about the Zog fire and just fighting fires. But when they were talking, I realize is that the firefighters interact with Haven Humane and your animal rescue officers.
Yes, we do.
So can you give us a little bit, Bill, about what you tell the animal rescue officers, AROs?
Well, number one, I think Haven Humane was probably the pointy end of the spear when it came to sheltering and rescuing animals during the car fire. I mean, without a doubt, they were some of the finest group of people I'd ever worked with. I drove Mark Story around just because he needed a staff aide to try to manage the thousands and thousands of animals that Haven had taken under their wing, and also provide the aid for all the with veterinary assistance to try to support keeping these animals that were injured and burnt alive. And I know Mark had asked, he did an excellent job. He wanted to make sure his animal regulation officers were safe out there, because they truly are one of the first responders. And all of us that live in these rural areas, we have lots of pets, lots of large animals, horses, cows, goats, pigs, everything. And Mark brought his AROs up online. We gave him an indoctrination on fire behavior and things that could get him in trouble. He outfitted them with PPE. It's called personal protective equipment. So they could, they're not going to be in the fire front, but they're behind the fire, and there's lots of danger behind that. Lots of firefighters will gather up animals as we go into or leave areas. We'll grab animals that are injured or are left alone. We'll grab as many animals as we can. As far as we're concerned, life is life. And we try to hand them off into the animal regulation officers. Now, during the car fire, they sheltered thousands and thousands of pets. They had an army of volunteers. I don't know how many, Jennifer. I mean,
600.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah.
And they took over the people down at the, just so we can give a vote of, you know, an attaboy here, is the down at the outlet mall. They opened up 6 storefronts for you all to use to hold the, you know, to keep
the
animals there.
They were a saving grace.
Yeah.
Yes, without a doubt. And which kind of, with Cardinal Knowledge, that put Mark's people and Haven Humane is how to manage these large scale things, and the interface with fire assets that are out in the field, and how does that work. They also, the ARO officers also realized that there was a lot of pets out there that they sheltered in place that had made it through the fire. So they fed hundreds of animals at in areas like off of Swayze, Victoria, that they would bring them food and check on them every day, and then tell the family, you know, your house might be gone or it might be severely damaged, but your pets are okay.
So the big big takeaway from this then, Jennifer, and is that you all have the personal protection equipment out there. You all have been in contact all the time with the firefighters, but you all are still right there.
Well, that
front is
why you have me this morning.
Yeah.
It's because Mark is out there feeding animals.
Okay.
Water, feed.
Mm-hmm. Because you mentioned that if, you know, people leave the animals, if the fire is not, you know, isn't going to touch them, that it's they feel more comfortable in those homes.
They know where their home is.
Yeah.
Imagine if you have a stranger come in, grab you out of your home, and drag you into a truck and put you in a pen. That's the last thing we want to do. If there's any way we can leave them in place and take food and water to them so they're safe, that's exactly what we do.
Okay. You know, I wanted people to hear that this is, you know, that you all are advising them, too, about places not to go. But also, like, sometimes the fire will shift in it, and the animal rescue officers will be, they can be, they're going to have to shelter in place.
Well, there's potentially live wires on the ground. There's things we call widow makers or trees that come down. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going to pull into an area, scout it first to make sure you can get out of that area. We took them into what we call flagging. It's kind of a way we communicate. If I drove down the street, a lot of people saw pink flagging during the car fire. That meant that that house had been evacuated and there was no life threat there. So tactically, as we move in to protect a neighborhood, we flag it to know who's staying and who's gone. Well, Haven Humane also can flag to say, listen, we've checked that. We have the address. We've notified the family that we're taking care of their pets. I mean, in the car fire, the number one thing at all the community meetings, the first question by the public wasn't whether my home was still standing, it was how are my pets. So that family unity, it brought me to tears a couple times, and so did Mark, is the reunion of the pets with the family, is they became whole again. And, you know, I've seen a lot in my career, but to witness families, young kids and everything, to reunite with their pets, even though they didn't have a home, they were back as a family unit, and it was really amazing.
Well, I know Lisa LeBlanc, Lighty, is a real – she's into the cat rescue, as you probably know, Jennifer.
Yes.
And they had lots of cats, and it took them months to reunite. But they reunited every cat except – well, she took one. It's called the fire cat that had its ears burnt, mm-hmm. and has now been living in their house for 2 years, and it's a hellion. But – It took them months to reunite, but they did. They got, you know, people, hey, we've got, they put photos out all the places and people would come and find their cats. I can just imagine thinking that, okay, my home is gone, but Elk Killer's still okay.
Well, and the people of Redding stepped up to the plate. I was so proud to be a Shasta County resident, and Jennifer can speak to this, was the outpouring of support, both financially to help pay for all of these animals.
Yeah.
I had been in the clinic. There was vets from the Bay Area that came up. We're taking mm-hmm. care of all of these animals that were just, you could look in their face and they were terrified. They'd been burnt or injured in some way. Mm-hmm. They were afraid they weren't going to see any their
they
owners.
They had no
again.
Understanding of where they were or what was going on.
And the public at large, correct me if I'm wrong, rose to the occasion.
The public, if I can say this, because I got to turn Bill loose and I got Jennifer here, but the public during the car fire, the people that the upswelling of support from our community and across the nation, really, but in our community, to help people, and so it doesn't surprise me a bit to how we reacted to help those who lost their homes, but there's something about an animal, because everybody that has a pet can identify with this, whether it's a cat, a dog, or a boa constrictor. Mm-hmm. It is still your pet. And tell me if I'm wrong, Jennifer, but you had so many volunteers, you had to turn people away.
Well, we didn't really turn them away. We organized them.
Okay.
And we assigned them different we found out what everybody was best suited for.
Okay.
And then we built a schedule, and we put everyone into the schedule. And it was truly amazing.
So
they just showed up.
Well, you know what? If I could fight a fire, I'd volunteer. I mean, if I knew anything about fighting fires, I'm even thinking about going to Shasta College and taking the heavy equipment course at my age, which of course is a very, very young 50, that I would to learn how to use a bulldozer and drive it during fires. You know, put me back
the water truck is essential, and you could do that.
I could do the water truck.
Tactical water tender, yeah.
You know what, that could be fun.
Yeah, you're in the thick of the fight.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Get that adrenaline runs. You know, I've been kind of without adrenaline runs for several years now. Linda finds ways to keep that adrenaline going, but it's not that constant one. So maybe driving a water truck.
Well, hopefully that desire will just be a past thought, and we won't have any more of this.
Somebody said, Camp Pendleton Marine, start fires, not fight them. No. You know what? By the way, young man who just said that, is we always had a battalion of Marines trained in firefighting, and they would come on up, and they wouldn't be your front line, but they'd be back doing fire breaks. And we brought our equipment with us and all this to so there's, yeah, Marines have been fighting fires for years.
Well, the Marines are actually engaged now on the Creek Fire that's out of Fresno.
Okay.
That burned through. So the Pendleton Marines, because I took the 5th Marines to Yellowstone in 88, is the Marines are engaged, the Army's engaged as hand crews to fight. You know, it's the most arduous thing you can do is digging in the dirt and hiking. And
well, if you're not deployed in the combat, or
it's
you're
like
not
combat.
Getting ready to deploy, you've got a number of Marines there that, you know what, they enjoy it. They know what they're there for, and it's great training for everybody, because, like you said, it's a military operation out there. Okay, got to take a break. Bill, again, thank you so much.
No, my pleasure.
We're going to try and bring Bill back in on Friday morning about 7:15 to talk about where we are with the Zog fire then.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I just want to give a shout-out to Mark and Haven Hubain, because you guys were consummate professionals, and I want the public to know that how much I love you guys and what you do for Shasta County.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Bill.
And please give Sandy a big hug for us.
Oh, I sure will.
Okay. Right. Hey, this portion of the show, speaking of Lighties, and we talked about Lisa LeBlanc Lighty, her husband has a company called Northern Firearms Instruction, which is the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Teaches in 46 different areas here in Northern California. Some of the most complete CCW training, but also advanced pistol, beginning pistol, marksmanship, rifle, shotgun, unarmed combat, all of these things come under Northern Firearms Instruction. If you're looking to get your CCW or to recertify on your CCW, go to usgunpro.com and sign up or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back.
And it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
When I see our current representatives taking money from special interests, I'm not shocked. When they get nothing done for us, I'm not surprised, because they're taking care of their donors. I'm Pamela Swartz, and I'm running for California State Senate. I grew up in Redding. I'm a small business owner living right here in the North State. I don't take money from corporations. I'm running to represent us, not big money. On November 3rd, vote for me, Pamela Swartz, for State Senate.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for State Senate. ID number 142-3306.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
As much as I love you, but you make a face, my love.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, 824 in the morning, 64 degrees out there, smoky. Even though I don't, I'm here with Jennifer Haynes from Haven Humane. Did you smell any smoke in the air today?
Of course.
You did?
It's not as bad as it was a week ago, but
there. A week ago, a couple weeks ago, I was taking photos out here, and it was like, I didn't even know how to explain it, except everybody had the lights on in their cars. Came on automatically and all this. We're back, and this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, located at 301 Hartnell Avenue. It's Northern California's premier retirement community. Gourmet chefs, super people down there. They've got transportation around the town. It's not an assisted living facility. It's for active seniors. If you want more information, give Brian Martin a call at 238-5981. You can come on down there, take a look at their facilities. A lot of people at this point are just saying, I know at least two people down there, at least two, after the car fire, just said, you know what? No, I'm not going to rebuild and all this. And they went to River Commons Senior Living and thoroughly enjoying themselves. I'm here with Jennifer Haynes, who is the Director of Development out at Haven Humane. And just let me read a couple of things that people said. Mark is the best thing to happen to Haven Humane in many years. He has done great improvements and brought Haven into the way animals should be treated. So this is from somebody that appreciates what Mark does, even though he takes some hits, too.
Of course.
Because people don't understand the ramifications and how hard it is to keep something like this going. And, you just can't please people all the time. But, Jennifer, let's go into the fire portion of it.
Well, what I would really like to say, because we were just talking about the Zog fire and our phones are ringing and we are bringing in animals, we are housing animals, we are treating burned animals, we're also treating animals that came out of Siskiyou. So our team is working diligently with animals in every direction, especially those that have been harmed. People are asking, what can I do? Something that we always need is food to take care of these animals. Hay, grass hay and alfalfa hay, we are feeding animals on site. So hay is essential right now. If you can help, just give us a call over there and let us know.
Bring a couple of bales of hay over to Haven Humane, will you pick it up if they have people have hay? Or is it?
I'm a little too short staff for that right now because many of us are out in the field taking care of animals in the burned area. And the rest of us are taking care of the animals that are coming in to Haven itself.
I want to give a big shout out to Michelle Nicole, who just brought in a case of cat food.
Yes, she did.
And while we're on the air here, if you want to just stop by here at 1326 Market Street with bags of food and everything, we'll help Jennifer load her car up. And this is going to help the animals they rescued, the animals that are injured. Because you see it all the time, they live through the fire, but they've had the tips of their ears burn off. They've had their, burns on them.
Their paws.
The paws
are always damaged, and that takes a lot of medication. It takes a lot of money. If you want to donate, call 241-1653, and they'll lead you in the right direction. If you want to bring product, same number, you can go onto our Facebook page. There's going to be a list of what we need right now.
Okay. On your Facebook page is a list of what you need.
Just scroll down, like us. We need your help, so stay, and that'll help us. When you like someone on Facebook, then you automatically get the feed, so you'll see when the next list comes up.
Okay. So you need hay, because I think I saw a photo of Mark. He was nursing with this huge bottle of milk.
He was feeding a foal out there on site.
Mm-hmm. On site.
He went out and did that again last night.
So when they're still there and they've been evacuated, but the fire's not there, you all are out there feeding the animals, checking on the animals, making sure they're okay, and you're in touch with the owners.
As soon as we know who they are. As soon as we have information, we will contact them and let them know that their animals are being taken care of.
But if you have been evacuated and you couldn't take your animals with you, call Haven Humane.
Yes, you can call, go on to our website and go through and look to see. We'll post them as soon as they come in so that you can see if your animal is with us. They come in sometimes so fast, there's not time to take care of that. So call, will give us a description, then we'll know what to look for. Give us a way to reach you, because obviously you're not in your home. So how can we find you? And we'll let you know what to do from there.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, get back on schedule here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute. That's one of the top 50 in the nation, my friends. Not only that, but they just kicked off their new telemedicine from Shasta Regional and where you can be seen by a doctor. You don't have to go in there. Sometimes it's too far, or maybe you just can't get in there with fires and the COVID and all this. So the telemedicine is being utilized and being utilized effectively over at Shasta Regional and the Shasta Regional annex right there. So Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. We'll be right back with Jennifer Haynes from Haven Humane.
Why is the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed your answer to better health and wellness? It's proven quality sleep. Any more questions?
Yes, I'm always freezing, and he overheats.
It's temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable.
So I'll have more energy for yoga.
Yes, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
Namaste.
Namaste to you, too. And now save up to $700 on select new Sleep Number 360 smart beds, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Pension reform. Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for supervisor of District 4. How strong is Shasta County government? One factor to examine is pension debt. Shasta County is underfunded to the tune of $534 million. This means that for Shasta County taxpayers, we must spend approximately $20 million a year for the next 20 years to cover this debt. What could we do with an extra $20 million a year? I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I just thought you ought to know. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, supervisor, District 4.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, or visit us at estategranite.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, Carl at the Bot. It's 8:34 in the morning, 65 degrees out there, going to be going up to 99 today, but hopefully it looks like the wind is only at 5 miles per hour, which is a godsend to our firefighters out there, so they can kind of start getting their arms around this. As we learned in the last hour, they've put in for reinforcements of about 1,000 people. We got 700 firefighters out there right now, but they need more. Bill Mastin was here, and you can look that up. And if you look at our chat room or our Facebook page, you can see the URL that you have to go to be able to check and see where how the fire is going, almost on an hourly basis. 8:35 in the morning. I'm here with Jennifer Haynes, and we're talking from Haven Humane. She's the director of development out there. And you're having a real special adoption event this weekend.
Yes, it actually is coming up this weekend. The Bissell Pet Foundation is once again sponsoring adoption fees October 1st through the 3rd. And when they jump in and help us with this, that allows us to make adoptions very affordable. They'll be up, I even can't believe it, $10.
$10 for your kitty or your
dog. Come down and
dog.
See what's there. Right. You have to make appointments, though. We can't have lots of people coming at one time with the whole COVID program.
That
so,
and the fire that happens to be going on.
There's a little fire going on.
Yeah.
We have things in every direction. So if you have an interest this weekend, give us a call at 241-1653, and we'll set an appointment for you to come down and see all the wonderful little babies that we have down there.
Now, this is just a super deal, $10, and you're getting an animal that's been spayed, neutered, has its shots, it's been chipped, it's got everything there for $10. You know what? This is, if it's time for you to find your new pup or your new cat, this is a great time to do it.
Absolutely. And if you have an elder parent that needs a companion, we have many older dogs that would be absolutely perfect to pair them together. They'll take care of each other.
That's right. And, you know, maybe you don't have as much energy. Well, the dog, and maybe an older dog is just perfect for you. They're there. They'll still alert in the house. They'll go for your walks with you.
Oh, and they're so appreciative. And they have so much love to give.
And then now you'll have a new best friend.
That's right.
Okay, in September you had a virtual wine and food pairing.
Yes, we did.
With Old 44 Cellars and Save Mart of Redding's.
Well, because most all of the restaurants in September were closed, we couldn't find any of our regularly supportive restaurants that could take care of this. But we have the brand new Save Mart, and they have their own chef, and they have food inside the grocery store. So we coordinated it all together. It was a great deal of fun. It was interesting because, well, we had never done it before. And as you well know, working with technology sometimes can be a challenge.
Yeah, that bit us in the butt yesterday, huh?
Yes.
Ashley.
But we were able to pull it off, and those that did purchase the package and enjoyed the wines and enjoyed the foods. And you could make your own food. The chef made recipes that were very interesting. Or you could go to Save Mart and just purchase it. It was great. Overall, it was a great success, and it's encouraging us to continue. We will be doing a fall brew in October, so pay attention for the date. We don't quite have that settled yet. Then in November, the second Tuesday, Nello's will be once again doing the second Tuesday dining. And in December, we'll be doing another wine and food pairing, and that's going to be with Mosley's.
Okay, it's Mosley's Family Cellars and Carlene's. And
that's the plan.
And then in October for this fall brew, it's going to be the Fall River Brewing Company.
Correct.
And that's going to be geared toward beginners, but even the craft brew pros may pick up new tips. This is something that you can do.
Well, you get to talk with the brewmaster.
And this is a virtual event.
Yes.
So you can get in there and kick back in your favorite chair
that's it.
Drink beer.
Well, you'll sample. There will be five different beers. And so, you know, five beers could be a lot for one, but if you have a couple or you want to share, then it's a great deal of fun. And I don't know exactly what food we're pairing with it yet, but I will announce that in our Facebook and let everybody know what's going to happen. But it's, the brewmaster has to work with me and tell me what components of flavor he wants to pair with his beers, and then I'll figure it out from there.
Our chat pack said, young puppies and elderly people equal hip fractures. That's why you get an older dog.
That's
you know,
right.
So that you won't have, you won't be tripping over the puppy.
There are great advantages to
very great advantage.
Getting yourself a mature dog.
Right. Okay, so again, on the second Tuesday Club, it'll be November 10th.
Correct.
Which will be at Nello's place.
Yes.
And I'm glad that Nello's has opened up again.
I talked to him in the middle of September, and they were working diligently to be up and running.
I think they were looking at September 15th.
I think it was
like
September
that.
15th, is right. What Jim said.
And the again, Nello's is always out there helping Haven.
Nello's has
and,
been so supportive of us so for many, many years, and
so a percentage of your dinner goes. He just gives it right back.
Correct. He so good to us. So everyone that goes in and has dinner with Nello's on November 10th, he writes us back a 20% of the profits.
Okay. So what else do we have here?
We have a dog licensing clinic coming up November 17th. That's 2 to 4 p.m. That will be at Haven Humane's Veterinary Hospital. And it's always great to get your animal in there for the licensing because it will be at a discount. We do have our regular walk-in vaccine clinics every Wednesday. It's in the classroom from 2 to 4 p.m. I should probably change that. Normally it would be in the classroom, but right now the classroom is full of cages of cats. So protecting the animals in every direction, we may put pop-ups all around the clinic. It'll be there.
But it's
going to
be there.
I don't exactly know what the location will be, but you'll be able to see it when you get there.
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday from 2 to 4.
So that's going to be tomorrow, and it may be a pop-up, but you can get in. You don't have to pay for the office fee. Just vaccine packages are on their Facebook page and website under the Veterinary Hospital tab.
Correct. And there are no income requirements for this to attend the clinic. The clinics are really popular, so you need to be prepared to wait. Bring yourself a bottle of water. Bring yourself a snack. If you bring your children with you, please bring them a snack.
And make sure that you have leashes for not only your dogs. Bring your cats in a cage, but make sure those leashes, if you have to, are on those kids, too.
It is so important that you have a leash for your dog. I understand that at home, your dog stays right beside you. When you go for your walks, your dog stays right beside you. But when you go into a situation where there could be 30, 40 dogs, they get overexcited. You definitely do not let them out of the car without their leash.
I'm just amazed by our chat room. You know, I mean, I always think, you know, the people in our chat room, people that listen to a talk radio or, you know, I think, you know, they're active listeners. They get engaged with what's happening. They listen, you know, until, you know, they go through commercials so they can pick it up on the other side. So this one says, they're Forest Service N442DF is powering up at the Redding Airport. And then his question, is that a jumbo jet? Nope, that's a Forest Service dual engine prop plane. I think that's the one that can carry 3,000 pounds. Mm-hmm. And there's at least six types of firefighting aircraft over Centerville right now, are getting ready to go over Centerville. And you can track it. Go to flightradar24.com and search for that tail number. So that's interesting that, you know, people are watching this and then now they're sharing it. And it doesn't include helos, though. Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's
but
okay. That's
just,
very important.
These are the kind of things that to let you know is that, yeah, they're gearing up right now where they can see, and the flight crews are there, and the support crews, like this says, like a NASCAR, motor crew that when that plane comes in, it's still turning. And they will, it takes them, just a short period of time to load thousands of gallons of the fire retardant in there. Okay, moving on.
It's also important to let your public know that we do have vouchers for spay and neuter of your pets. It's so very important to make sure you spay and neuter your pets. The vouchers vary by where you live and the type of pet you have, so just call the office at 241-2550 to find out how much you can save. A current dog license is required to get a voucher for dog spays and neuters, but the money you save on the surgery will pay for the license. And a dog license will be much less expensive every year after you've had that.
It'll be half the price.
Right.
If your animal spayed or neutered, it goes from $22 to $10.
Correct.
We're going to take a break here, and we're going to talk about microchipping and why microchipping is so important during times like this. This portion of the show, I want to give a huge shout out to SST Oil. They've been around Reading since 1967. They are very much in support of different organizations, including
Haven Humane.
But you have to know is that they have at least four or five trucks running 24 hours a day. Up in the fire lines, making sure the firefighters have enough fuel to be fighting these fires. And they go up in places that you ordinarily wouldn't be taking fuel trucks, but they do. They're also running back and forth to the airport, refueling our aircraft that are out there fighting the fires. And the more aircraft that comes in, the more they push out there. So SST Oil is a valuable part of our community, and people need to know the things that they do. Besides just their regular jobs of delivering over 12 western states, but when it comes to fires, I would imagine that even Bill Casparino, who is the president of the company, it's an employee-owned company, is out there driving trucks. So, SST Oil. All right, we'll be right back with Jennifer Haynes and Haven Humane.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale is coming up on Saturday, October 3rd. Members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. Don't miss this chance to stay big on plants during this key season for planting perennials. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
You'll win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Career politicians in Sacramento are holding fancy fundraisers with rich donors and are too busy to pay attention to us. We deserve housing we can afford, quality education, health care, and jobs that support our families. I'm Pamela Swartz, and I'm running for state senate. I grew up in Reading. I'm your neighbor, not a politician. Vote for me, Pamela Swartz, and I'll work for jobs and investment in our district, and not for big money donors.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for state senate. ID number 142-306.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09. Or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Turtle Bay has two new exhibits opening on Saturday, September 26th. Expedition Earth and Bench Press, Please Be Seated, Please. From interactive exploration around our world to awe-inspiring craftsmanship, these two exhibits have something to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, Tuesday the 29th of September, 8:49 in the morning, 65 degrees out there. Weather reports always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that is just outstanding service and great people.
Very good friends of mine.
Very good friends of yours, that's right. And I can't say enough about Chuck and Judy Kenny and the things they also do for our community. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and you can give them a call at 365-3793. I'm here with Jennifer Haynes from Haven Humane. She's the Director of Development out there. Mark, who is usually here on this day, is out feeding animals right now and is in the front lines out there. Now, let's talk about microchips.
Yes.
Because this is a perfect example. If your animal's microchip. Now, Bill Mastin was on our first hour. Life is life. They will rescue animals out of homes. They will gather them up, and they will then hand them off to the animal rescue officers.
Hand them off to us.
And hand them off to Haven Humane, who then brings them back, but you have no idea where they came from.
If they are microchipped, we can wand them out on the site, and we can take them to wherever you are.
Yeah.
That's why it's crucial that you update your contact information. You may have had your pet microchipped 5 years ago. Even if you did it last year and you are evacuated, we need a cell phone. We need to know how to find you.
There has to be
so that we can get your family member back to you.
And on Wednesday, vaccine clinics, it only costs $20.
Correct.
To chip your pet. And think about this. That if you've had to leave or something's happened, or because animals are so sensitive to times like this, your dog runs away. And there you are trying to find your dog, and there's a fire out there, or the cats hide, which,
right.
And when they hide, you're never going to find them.
Nope.
That if you have a microchip on there, as they've rescued these animals, they wand them, and they can call you.
Correct.
So it's if you haven't microchipped, on Wednesday at every vaccine clinic, $20.
Right.
Think about the peace of mind you have there.
At any other time, it's $33.50. It's not super expensive. So even if you don't have time to go to a clinic, you can come in and get the microchipped.
If you rehome your pet, you call the microchip company with the new owner's information so there won't be any confusion in the future also.
Correct.
So think about that. If you move or change your contact info, remember to update it in the microchip company. Okay.
Yeah, very, very important.
And now volunteers.
Everyone wants to help. We understand. We would love to have your help. If you're interested in volunteering, go to our website, find the volunteer page, and click on the link for all the information. You'll be contacted by our volunteer coordinator and to talk to you about what you would like to do, what your interests are, and Cassie will help get you coordinated and fit into the schedule. We have some people that can volunteer just for emergencies like this. We have others that want to volunteer on a regular basis. There's always something for someone to do.
Update here. The says here is that they expect a wind shift today from the northwest. In other words, it's coming from the north and it's blowing northwest to a southeast.
Oh, no.
Well, it'll burn it back into where it's been. As we learned in the last hour, they know exactly when that wind's going to shift. That it
right.
gives them a chance to move their people around. And if it goes back into the same area, it's already burnt, so it gives them a better chance
of
helping
out.
The contained. There's a way to donate to Haven Humane that you don't even You don't feel it. You don't have to write a check. You don't have to go down there with money. And it's called the Roundup app.
Correct.
And can you tell our listeners what that is?
Go on to the Roundup app. Download the app. You can do it on your phone. You fill it out. And then when you go purchase something, it'll round up to the closest dollar.
Right. So
you might donate 29 cents. You might donate 89 cents. All of that little bitty money, though, on a regular basis helps us out tremendously. It's amazing what small amounts of money, $5 a month on a regular basis, can add up to saving an animal.
Right. And then, you know, think about this. And you can also limit the amount. Like,
correct.
Say, okay, I want to donate $20 a month with my
Roundup
app. With that Roundup app to Haven Humane. You don't feel it. It just happens, and at the end of the year, you've donated $240.
That's right.
To the, you know, to Haven Humane. But that, what is, like $240, what, can you give people an idea what that does?
Oh, absolutely. It's surprising that it costs us about $50 a day to maintain one dog. By the, you have a building, you have power, you have.
How much a day?
About $50 a
wow.
day.
Wow.
So
half the price it does take keep a prisoner here in jail.
Yes, that's something. It'll do that money can go towards vaccines. That money can go towards right now medications for burned animals. It'll take care of maybe a neuter. Maybe it'll go towards a surgery. There are so many places that the money can go, and $250 disappears very, very quickly.
Okay, but think about this. You can go to the Haven Humane's page, and you can go to the donate page of their website for the link, or just go to RoundupApp.com on your phone's app site. And again, you can limit this to what you want.
Right.
Okay.
It's not scary.
It's not scary. It's easy, and once you've done it, you just forget about it.
That's right.
Now, lost pets.
Lost pets. If you have lost a pet, please check our Lost Pet album on Facebook. You can search through. We post every day, and you'll see all of the lost pets. So hopefully you can find yours. Because we are in an emergency situation right now, it might take us a little longer. We're spread very thin. But also you can give us a call and give us a description so we can help you look. Mm-hmm. And then we can go through our database and our receiving station remembers every single animal that comes in. They know who we have in there. So it's always a good idea just to call us at 241-2550. That goes straight to receiving, and they'll help you, direct you in whatever it is you need to do to help you find your pet.
You know, as we said, Mark's story is usually here, but we're so glad that Jennifer's here. I've known Jennifer for...
It's scary,
well, as long as I've lived here, mm-hmm. as long as we've had the station, for sure, but... Because you worked at a place where we used to mail stuff.
Yeah.
And
I actually worked. I was brought into Reading to work right here.
You were?
Yeah, K9 FM when it went on the air, 1990. I was one
wow.
of the salespeople.
Mm-hmm. Right here?
Right here.
Things changed a little bit?
A little bit. I can show you where my desk was.
It may be the same desk. I think we inherit desks as they come through. And every, you know, did you cut your name into it? You know, I would really
no.
like to see everybody just put their name down, maybe just a tag, so you can see how many people have worked here. Because yeah, this used to mm-hmm. it's been here a long time. These radio stations, and they may go out of business, another one picks up the mm-hmm. frequency mm-hmm. and all this. Anyway, hey, thank you so much for what y'all are doing. And
thank you
thoughts
for what
here?
You're doing.
Well, you know what? If we can give out information that helps people, like, you know, an explanation of how this fire's being fought and all this, and what it looks like, but also the important work that Haven Humane, a lot of times people don't realize when
no.
we have emergencies like this, Haven Humane is that agency that all the animals funnel to.
Mm-hmm.
And including large animals, which can be kept at the rodeo, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, and the there's another one, I guess, where at
Cottonwood.
Cottonwood.
Yeah.
The
mm-hmm.
Cottonwood
mm-hmm.
Rodeo Grounds, if you have. Now, thank you so much. I've
thank
got
you.
To throw this in here. Tonight is the first presidential debate between President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. It's going to be at 9 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern time, So that means 6 o'clock our time. It's going to be on, I think, ABC. It's going to be streaming on CSPN, C-SPAN. The moderator is Chris Wallace, who from Fox News, but as people know, is not a close friend of Donald Trump. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens tonight in the debate. They already know the areas he's going to be talking about. So can Joe Biden hold his own? Is President Trump going to say something that's just, you know, wow. Is Joe Biden going to say something? He's already called him Goebbels, and he said he's closer to Castro than Churchill. I mean, this is, you know, this is some bad blood there. But hopefully they will keep it at above that level.
Hopefully so.
Jennifer, what's the phone number out there at Haven Humane one more time?
241-2550.
Thanks. Now, tomorrow we're going to have the Shasta County Veteran Service on. I'm trying to get Sheriff McGrinney on to give us an update from his point of view about what's happening with this Thursday and Friday. Friday, Congressman LaMoffa, we're going to try and get him in here, but he's in the middle of all the stuff that's going back in Congress, a lot of things being voted on. So it's going to be a busy week, constant updates on this all.